I drink your milkshake.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
This is Remember That Film, the show which covers a look back on memories, nostalgia, and behind-the-scenes facts that you may not have known about your favourite films.
Hello and welcome to Remember That Film right here on 2MCE. You're with Adam and I am with you till 3 o'clock this afternoon talking all things movies and TV all across the decades. You know, all the way from the 1939 when Gone with the Wind started all the way up to Killers of the Flower Moon in 2023. This afternoon, going to be playing a mix of just soundtrack music this afternoon, a lazy show, just playing some great tracks that I have, some of my favourites from films and really good films. We're going to go to a James Bond film now. Probably not the best James Bond film, but one of the best tracks from Duran Duran and A View to Kill.
Overseas.
You're on 2MCE, Remember That Film with Adam this afternoon. And Billy Idol, the creator of Love from The Adventures of Ford Fairlane, from 1990, that movie came out. One of the Idol's most successful singles came thanks to part of David Fincher, who directed its music video as well. It also came in spite of the forgettable Andrew Dice Clay flick. Now on to other things. So this will be our lead-in to something that's coming up soon in Bathurst. But I'm going to go to The Little Mermaid now, and this year's soundtrack for something different with Halle Bailey. She played Ariel. Part of Your World, one of the big tracks from The Little Mermaid, 1989, and then again in 2023 with Disney's live action, which they like to repeat. Then we've got coming up, Kerry Patton interviewed Annalee Patton, no relation, just the same surname, about an event that's happening at the RSL in Bathurst. So do stay tuned for that one.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's its and what's its galore. You want thingamabobs? I got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see, them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down a, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun. Wandering free, wish I could be part of that world. What would I give if I could live? Reprimand their daughters, bright young women, sick of foremen, ready to stand, ready to know what the people know. Ask them my questions and get some answers. What's a fire and why does it, what's the word?
My pleasure to welcome Anna Lee Patton, the Promotions Officer for the Bathurst City and RSL Band Association. Welcome, Anna Lee.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, I'm speaking to you because you have a very exciting upcoming concert that you'd like to talk to us about.
Yes. So we're trying to put on a concert every year. So we had a really successful one last year around the same time. And this year we've decided to do a combined concert with our youth band as well as our concert band, which is the first combined concert that we've had with them, which is very exciting. It's called Lunch at the Movies. It's at the RSL Club on Rankin Street in here in Bathurst. And the idea of this concert is, you know, a bit of fun. It's movie music, which is nice for the kids because that's exciting for them. But it's also really enjoyable and enjoyable music. And we encourage everyone to sort of come along around 12:30-ish, grab some lunch from the bistro, and then sit down ready for our concert to start at 1.
There's so many great movie themes that people will be quite aware of. So you've chosen a really broad-ranging items to really engage all ages.
Yes, absolutely. We're starting off the concert with some older styles of music, so you can expect, you know, Mary Poppins and that sort of from early filming days, and then right up until things that are more current, like The Little Mermaid, with that live action one that's just come out. So we're sort of piecing it together through, you know, the different decades of music with movies, yeah.
Oh, terrific. That sounds really great. Now, you did mention that you're combining the concert band with the youth band. Now, Tell me a little bit about the youth band. You know, what ages are people able to join if they're interested?
Yeah, absolutely. So with our band association, we cover our two bands, as I said, our concert band, which is our sort of senior adult band. And then we've got our youth band, who is directed by a lovely gentleman called Chris Dove. So he takes on our youth, which are, it's usually from roughly year 6 on to year 12, that sort of students that are welcome to join. Everybody's welcome to join. There's no requirements, or if you're a beginner, absolutely, we highly encourage them to come by. So the youth band rehearses on Fridays during school terms between 4:30 and 6 o'clock at our Warmer Park Band Hall off Bradwardine Road. And then for our concert guys, we rehearse on Wednesdays as well as school term, through school term, I should say, between 7 and 9 p.m. And everybody's welcome.
Great. And do people need their own instruments?
If you do, that's awesome. We do have some instruments for hire as well. We don't have a great range, but if you're interested, wanting to learn an instrument, you just contact us and we'll have a chat and see what's available for hire as well.
Great.
If anybody is interested in wanting to join us, I will be at the concert as well. I'll be playing in there on the tenor sax, but there's also our other committee members that are approachable, as well as Wendy Jenkins, who's our musical director for the concert band, and Chris Dove, who is the musical director for the youth band. So there's a few people that they absolutely can come ask questions or if you're unable to make it, we have our website, which is www.bathurstcitybands.com.au, or you can find us on Facebook, which is the Bathurst City and RSL Concert Band.
Thanks again, Annalee, and good luck for the concert. That was Annalee Patton, the Promotions Officer for Bathurst City and RSL Band Association, and we were chatting about the upcoming concert, Lunch at the Movies, which of course will be held at the Bathurst RSL Auditorium on Sunday the 12th of November, with lunch from 12:30 for a 1 p.m. concert start.
Okay, listen to me. The human world is a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got going on up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things surround you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better, don't worry, it's wetter, take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day, out in the sun, they slave away, while we devoting full time to floating under the sea. Down here, all the fish is happy, as off through the waves they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy, they sad cause they in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky, they're in for a worse fate. One day when the boss get hungry, guess who gonna be on the plate? Oh no! Under the sea, under the sea. Nobody beat us, fry us and eat us in fricassee. We what the land folks love to cook. Under the sea, we off the hook. We got no troubles, life is the bubbles. Under the sea,
under the sea.
Hey. Yes, jazz, it's like the sweet here. We got the beat here naturally.
Naturally.
Even the sturgeon and the ray, they get the urge and start to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it under the sea. Watch this. The
newt play the flute, the cop play the harp, the bass play the bass, and they sounding sharp. The bass play the brass, the chop play the tub. The fluke is the Duke of Soul. Yeah, the ray he can play the lings on the strings. The trout rocking out the blackfish, he sing the smelt and the spread. They know where he's at, and oh, that blowfish blow. And band, yeah. Each little clam here, yeah, know how to jam here, yeah.
Under the sea.
Each little slug here, yeah, cut in a rock here, yeah.
Under the sea.
Each little snail here, yeah, know how to wail here, yeah. That's why it's hotter
under the water.
Yeah, we in luck here, yeah. Torn in the muck here, yeah.
Under the
gravity's pulling me down. Look, it's a fire, it's warm and it glows and it lights this chamber. Let me admire it, I'll get too close and it bites. I came. But now that I'm here like a fish out of water, I'm trying to stand, but this gravity's pulling me down. That you paid with your voice as he turns from you. Those sacrifices you made were a choice that you can't undo. Lost for the first time, scared for the first time. Gravity feels like an undertow. Pulling me down.
Remember that film right here on 2MCE? A few tracks from the Little Mermaid 2023 soundtrack. Hayley does a really good job of the vocals on there the first time. And we heard Under the Sea. Of course, the original version of that song in 89 won the best song for the Oscar Awards. And do check out that event coming up in Bathurst at the Movies over lunch. That'll be coming up. Thanks, Kerry, for that interview there. Now, our next track, we're going to go back to 2016 now. And this was this track was a big part of my life because I got married in 2016. And this song was a big part of the wedding because everyone just flew to the dance floor when it came on. You can't stop this feeling of wanting to move and groove in the Justin Timberlake's 2016 dance number from DreamWorks' Trolls, which JT also stars in. The electric track climbed all the way to the top of the Hot 100 and spent a whole year on the charts. And Troll 3, I think, is coming out later this year as well during the school holidays. So, this was the original track, though, from Trolls back in 2016.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. We're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes nowhere. Something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop, stop.
just let you leave without a trace. When I stand here taking every breath with you, ooh, you're the only one who really knew me at all. How can you just walk away from me when all
Phil Collins and Against All Odds there. You're on 2MCE with Adam this afternoon through to 3 o'clock. And, Against All Odds from Against All Odds, funny enough, went off to provide a song for the Jeff Bridges flick Against All Odds. Collins revisited the song, which he'd worked on during a session for his 1981 solo debut, Face Value. This finished track, which appeared on the film's 1984 soundtrack, won the Grammy for Best Male Pop Vocal Performance and earned an Oscar nomination. Now on to the next one. Madonna, Crazy For You, Vision Quest. Anyone remember Vision Quest in the 80s? The Vision Quest hit came about when producers were looking for an appropriate song to use during a scene in which stars Matthew Modine and Linda Fiorentino meet in a club. Madonna's ballad Crazy For You was her second number one single and her first song nominated for a Grammy.
So close, but still a world.
Madonna from Vision Crest there with Crazy For You here. And remember that film right here on 2MCE. The next track out of 1990. Everyone knows this one. It's the ultimate chick flick of the 90s. It Must Have Been Love. After the Swedish duo topped the Hot 100 with The Look and Listen to Your Heart, they were asked to contribute a song in the hit Julia Roberts flick Pretty Woman, and it came up with the bittersweet breakup track. Originally, it Must Have Been Love, Christmas to Broken Hearts, it was actually called. Four different versions of the song came being officially released. The original song was released in 87, which was followed by the most successful, incumbent, slightly edited and overdubbed version, omitting the Christmas reference created for the soundtrack of 1990 with Pretty Woman. The band recorded a country music version in Los Angeles included in the 1992 album Tourism, and a Spanish language version of the Pretty Woman recording was released in 1996. So in 87, their song was first released, It Must Have Been Love, Christmas for the Broken Hearted. In December 87, it was composed after EMI Germany asked the duo to come up with an intelligent Christmas single. It became a top five hit in Sweden, but was not released internationally. This version of the song was never included on any Roxette studio albums until 1997 re-release of the 1986 album. So, if you didn't know that, it was actually a Christmas song. But 3 years later, Pretty Woman came and said, hey, get rid of the Christmas reference. We need this for a very, very important scene between Julia Roberts and Richard Gere. It Must Have Been Love.
Lay a whisper It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you.
The planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place.
Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way.
Yeah, we came a long way.
From where we began.
You know we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it. See you again.
I tell you
when I see you again.
Oh.
go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong. And what's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. Brotherhood come first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side, and now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. And every road you take will always lead you home. Oh, oh, it's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Remember that film right here on 2MCE from the Fast and the Furious 7 soundtrack. What are they up to now? 10? I must admit, I'm not really big on the Fast and Furious movies. Wiz Khalifa and featuring Charlie Puth there, See You Again. So that came out of 2015. Well, Charlie Puth is a fan favourite Fast franchise musical tribute to Paul Walker, who died in a car accident before rapping on Fast and the Furious 7. The heartbreaking yet hopeful piano-driven tune rose to the top of the Hot 100 for a total of 12 weeks. We've got coming up now Prince, When Doves Cry from Purple Rain out of 1984, the last song panned for the film. Princess wrote the Purple Rain track overnight to match a scene in the movie. On top of that, he played every instrument on the recording, which became the first and biggest single from an incredible soundtrack.
Let's see.